And welcome back into the Vigilant Sports Pacers podcast. Well, last month I spoke with Solomon Hill, and this week I've caught up with another player and fan favorite from Pacer teams over the last few years, Jan Mahimi. The Pacers' starting center last season appeared in just one game over the first 3 months this season with the Washington Wizards. First, he suffered a partially torn left meniscus in the preseason, then returned in late November and had right knee tendonitis. He would later have platelet-rich plasma treatment, that sounds bad, on both knees, before finally returning on February 8. During his last season in Indianapolis, the 2015-16 season, Mahimi started all 71 games he played for the Pacers, and it was clearly the best year of his career. He averaged 9.3 points, 7.1 rebounds per game, and that led to him signing with the Wizards last July, $64 million over 4 years. Yeah. That's an average of $16 million per. Mahimi was great in the locker room, and this past year was voted Teammate of the Year by his fellow Pacer players. But now that he's moved on, felt it was a good time to catch up with Mahimi, following the Wizards' shoot-around at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Subscribe to the Vigilant Sports Pacers podcast to listen to new and archive episodes on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and more. Now, listen in to my conversation with Jan Mahimi.
In the visiting locker room, talking with Jan Mahimi back in Indianapolis, and you weren't quite sure where to go, were you, Jan?
No, I had no idea where the visiting locker room were, but you know, I guess that's where I'd be coming the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Wizards, you didn't make the first trip. You've been hit by injuries.
Yeah.
These more serious than you had here. It was always like a stitch here or the tooth. Remember the tooth where you had to wear the mouth guard?
How many times, man? Like, I lost my tooth, like, what, 3 or 4 times? Yeah, but those are nothing.
Here's the true test for Josh. Are you wearing a mouth guard?
Oh, my gosh. Don't even put
no.
me in the spot right now. No, the answer is no. I'm not wearing one yet, but I will.
What are the emotions you have right now coming back to Indianapolis? It seems like mostly good and mostly reconnecting with old faces.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I spent so many good years here. You know, have a lots of friends, you know, lots of people that I know here. You know, so it's always just a good feeling, man. I come back here, felt like I had to give everything I had, you know. It's been 4 great years, successful years. I feel like, you know, I left more positive than negative. So, you know, it's always a pleasure to come back here.
Is it crazy to look down, or you will look down at the other end of the bench here and see so many new faces?
Yeah, it's a lot of new faces, you know, a lot, you know, teams have changed a lot, you know, and that's part of the business. So, you know, it is what it is, you know, we all go and try to better ourselves and better our career, and, you know, but it's always fun to come back and compete against each other.
The thing I think is cool is despite you guys all getting kind of moved and signing other places,
yeah.
This past week, so many old faces reconnected. You had CJ and his wife, Lauren, in D.C. with you guys as the Pacers were playing the Wizards. You had Samantha, George Hill's fiance, come visit for Alexa's birthday.
Yeah.
Despite you guys going different places for work-related stuff, you guys still maintain that personal relationship.
Yeah, you know, I think it's two things, you know. It's you know, like, some guys, I mean, basketball is our job, you know. We do what we love, you know, and it's also a business, you know. But then when you spend time with teammates and people like that, like, I think you become a family, you know. It becomes a brotherhood where it goes way beyond, you know, whatever you do on the court, you know. So me and George are, like, real brothers, you know. We spend most of our summers together. Both of our wives like, you know, each other like they were sisters, you know. So actually, George, my little brother Jason, that goes in high school in Utah, lives with George. So
right?
Yeah, it's like it goes way behind, like, you know, being teammates and all. It's really a family matters. And with CJ, it's the same way. You know, there's people like good teammate that you like, and then there's teammate that you really care for. Of the core, like I wouldn't mind going on vacation with them, you know, stuff like that,
right.
You know. So it's a connection that goes, you know, behind like being just basketball players.
Is that come naturally? Does that come right away, or is that after you spend a couple of years together?
Yeah, it's after years. You know, you really have to spend time to get to know each other. You know, like That's one of the things that it can't happen right away. And if it happens right away, it's not right. You know, you really have to go through some situations, go through some ups and downs and see how, you know, the characters and stuff like that. And for us, that's what happened. You know, me and George go way back, man. Me and George, yeah, we go since our days in San Antonio. You know, it's almost been 10 years. So that's how we're so close.
And Greg Popovich still means a lot to you as much as George?
Of course, you know, Coach Pop, you know, he's one of those coaches, you know, if I see Pop in the streets tomorrow, you know, he's going to stop by and we're going to talk. You know, he cares about how I do, how my family does. And, you know, it's the little thing like that that, you know, makes you feel good and makes you feel like, you know, people care about you.
Two summers ago, you spent almost the entire summer, you made it sound like, with George in San Antonio or down in Texas. Was that again the case this summer? Were things a little bit different?
No, it was a little different. You know, I feel like George had some stuff to do. You know, we still spent a lot of time. You know, we worked out together. You know, he stayed right next to me, had his place right next to mine. So we still spent a good amount of time together, but it was a little different, less than the year before. You know, obviously, got traded to Utah, and me got signed here in D.C., so he's had a little different summer, but still close.
As one of his best friends, what was it like to see George go through being traded from his hometown?
It was tough. I didn't really understand the move when it happens, but, you know, at the same time, it is a business. We like you have to understand that early on in your career. You know, sometimes.
Does that take 2 or 3 years, though?
I think, you know, the first time that you go through it, it's probably like, you know, the first time, you know, like, okay, all right, this is what's going on. You know, like, this is a business, you know, don't get too comfortable or don't feel like it's personal, you know. The franchise move forward, players move forward, it's just part of the business.
Mm-hmm. How's D.C. for your wife, your kids, just the family-related stuff?
It's good. You know, D.C. has been awesome. You know, it was a little tough. I ain't gonna lie to you. It was a little tough at first because, you know, moving into a big city like D.C. compared to Indy, was a bit of a change, you know, but now I think that we're accustomed to it, and you know, we kind of find like places we like to go. You know, we got familiar with our surroundings and stuff like that, so we loving it.
The challenge often when guys go to big cities, I've talked to Luis recently, and he decided to live right downtown, right from Brooklyn, not to deal with any of that.
Yeah.
Did you also, or are you kind of out in the suburbs?
No. I'm in D.C., you know, maybe not downtown, but, you know, like close enough, not too far from downtown, a beautiful neighborhood. And you know, like I said, it just took a little bit of time for us to get familiar with everything. But now we really love it. Like I'm saying, like,
that's awesome.
We really enjoy it.
Is the biggest challenge for a player that's sidelined not being able to be with the troops out there, so to speak, not be able to fight with your guys every single night, because you missed significant time early in the season?
That's the toughest part, you know. That's the toughest part. Just watch, you know, the watching part, you know, and you know, you could try to do as much envisioning as you're trying to do. It's not the same as, you know, being on the court and competing with your guys. You know, you want to, you always want to be part of something. You know, and when you're outside, sometimes you kind of feel like you're not, you know, you're away from it. But, you know, my teammates have been great, you know, keeping me in the loop and, you know, making me feel like, you know, I was missed. You know, so this was great from my teammates and my coaches. You know, coaches have been tremendous. I try to, you know, keeping me involved in everything, you know.
That's key, because otherwise it could probably be easy for you to feel like you're more part of the training staff with them every single day than the guys out on the floor.
Yeah, exactly. That's so key, you know, and the coach has done a tremendous job, you know, keeping me in the loop and, you know, talking to me and my teammates and, you know, the stuff off the court too, doing some stuff off the court with guys. And it's been tough, but you know, at the same time, I had tremendous help.
How much are you able to still keep tabs on your old guys? Is that tough throughout an NBA season because you got enough going on, traveling at 2 in the morning?
Yeah, you know, it's hard, but, you know, once in a while, you shoot a text, you get a text, you know, what's up, how you doing, how's the family, you know. It always makes, I mean, it always feels good to, you know, get a text from one of your old teammates, you know, just check on you, you know, how you doing, how you healing, you know, stuff like that are to me, are very very valuable, you know, and I appreciate it.
big picture, what do you miss the most about your time in Indy? It could be on the court, off, the guys you're with, any of those.
I mean, what I miss the most? I mean, I feel like, you know, spending 4 years in Indy, you tie bound with a lot of people, like the training staff, you know, the people around, like, that you see on everyday base in the arena, and the people on the outside, like, you know, restaurant you used to go and stuff like that. You know, your leader, like, you get into a routine, and, you know, like, your barber and, you know, stuff like that. Like, it's kind of hard because you go from doing it for 4 years to not doing it at all. So, you know, sometimes you think about it, and, you know, like, oh, man, you know, I do miss my people, you know, and
so much a routine guy myself. I feel like that takes several months for you to kind of get settled in and comfortable. Because you're right, getting a haircut and getting your food and what restaurant and your commute time to work and back.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it all changes. You know? So, you know, it took a little bit of time. Me and my wife and kids missed, you know, my daughter was going to school here, so she missed the teachers, she missed our little classmate, all that stuff, you know. But, you know, it took probably a month, and then after that we were over it, and, you know, we moved forward. And I think change is good also.
I do have to ask you about Miles because you went back and forth with him last year. What do you see with Miles and how far he can grow in his career, being just 20 years old, which is amazing?
Yeah, you know, Miles is still a young kid, man. He's still a young kid. He shows tremendous potential, you know. He's getting better by the minute, you know. I know he's gonna be a big time player in this league. You know, he has the right mindset. You know, and most importantly, with Miles, he has the close to being a perfect supporting system as far as, you know, his mom, dad, sisters. You know, like he has the right people around him talking to him and. And kind of make sure, like, he's heading the right way. So, you know, this is so important in this league. You know, when you're so young and playing major minutes in the NBA, having a major impact for your franchise, to have the right people behind you. So, Miles is in the great hands, and he's going to be an awesome player.
Jan, so good to see you. Welcome back to Indy, and stay out on the court for us, will you?
Please, man. I will.
That's Jan Mahimi of the Washington Wizards.